The Lord Mayors of Australia's two biggest cities, Sydney and Melbourne, are planning to ramp up climate change action prompted by the summer bushfire crisis. They had already declared a climate and biodiversity emergency. Now they say they hope to fast-track targets on emissions, waste and water use, as well as looking at the commercial opportunities of a transformed economy. Cities globally account for 70% of carbon emissions, and today Melbourne is hosting a two-day national climate emergency summit. I've been speaking with the Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Sally Capp.
We've actually reduced our emissions by 53% over the last 8 years, and it's important for us that we continue to move towards the zero carbon emission as quickly as we can and to be as ambitious as possible. There's so much we can do as an organisation. In fact, we're 100% renewable electricity in the city. Every street light, every barbecue, every light in a library is powered by 100% renewable electricity, but we've still got a way to go.
There are some glaring problems, though, are there not, for councils, particularly around development? I mean, we see developers who get approved to strip soils completely away from their building sites. They concrete vast swathes of our suburbs, not to mention tree removal, habitat loss. Your climate action credentials are not going to come to much until you can challenge that very entrenched model, are they?
And it's one of the reasons why it's important that we say that this is a crisis and an emergency so that we can take that sort of attention and commitment to the private sector. We know that our emissions are less than 1% of the total emissions in the municipality. We also know that 60% of emissions come from commercial buildings. And that's not just about new buildings. That's actually what can we do with existing buildings and retrofitting that adaptation and mitigation is a really big challenge. So we need to show leadership, but we also need to inform, educate, motivate, inspire. We have powers within planning. We have powers within our rate structure. But we do know that the more that we can show leadership and best practice, then the more likely we are to have positive engagement with the private sector.
You mentioned those powers there within planning in particular. Does this mean that an emergency, as you're saying, does this mean that it's time to stop approving developments that are clearly very emissions heavy?
Well, we do need to work within our planning scheme, and it's important we have certainty, but it is in the context of trying to create change. So at the moment, we're really looking more on the incentive side. I was on a roof of a building last week where they'd installed solar panels, and all of their common areas now use renewable energy. Those sorts of things are a great start, and we're trying to incentivise more of that.
Some might say, why is council doing all of this grand scheme stuff when I can't get my footpath and my stormwater fixed? Are you overreaching? Are you going beyond local government's remit?
And look, we have received some of that criticism, certainly when we declared the emergency, and there are a couple of responses to that. Firstly, we obviously maintain our focus on our primary responsibilities, roads, rates and rubbish. If we don't do those well, then we just don't have the confidence and the social licence, frankly, to be able to tackle some of these bigger issues. But the other important reason that we're involved is because this is what our citizens are telling us they want us to do. This is what they're telling us are priorities for them. This is what they are urging, beseeching us to do, to be involved in ways that we can better manage our climate into the future. These are exactly the sorts of initiatives, debates and discussions we should be involved in.
Isn't there something perverse about the fact that it will be the federal government that will get to take credit for any emissions reductions local government secures, and yet they can avoid taking extra national action?
We really focused on the outcome, so we're not too hooked up on who claims credit for it. But we also know that whatever heavy lifting we do at a local government level, we still desperately need national leadership, bipartisan approach to saying these are the sorts of initiatives that need to be supported. We need to see a transition of our economy as part of that.
Sally Capp, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Linda.
The Lord Mayor of Melbourne is Sally Capp.